Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying The Goal of Love, Bible Bits from 1 Timothy. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 11, Keep Love Burning. Regarding the issue of fire, the principle most of us learned in chemistry class is the fire triangle: fuel, oxygen, and heat. The newer principle of understanding fire is the fire tetrahedron. What is a tetrahedron, first of all? Well, it's a polyhedron with four faces. It's a pyramid. The active fire tetrahedron is a chain reaction: heat, oxygen, and fuel. In fire science, extinguishing any of the four stops the fire. In scripture, we can see a similar tetrahedron which produces a different type of flame: love, and a special kind of love. It's a selfless love called agape. The agape tetrahedron is the power of the Holy Spirit, a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Paul points out the goal of love and indicates the source of the love. He also points out how easily love can be extinguished. And he gave Timothy a command to fight. What is the command? Well, oppose false teaching, verses 3 and 4 of 1 Timothy chapter 1. I urged you when I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. So that's the command, to oppose false teaching. Now, what's the goal of the command? Well, it's to keep love burning. Verse 5. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. But what's the danger for Christians? Well, it's extinguishing love. Verses 6 through 11. From which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the godly, for the ungodly, and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Verse 4, causing disputes rather than godly edification. This is tearing down instead of building up. Those who become extinguishers in the church can't help but cause problems. Why? They've strayed from the elements of love. They've turned to vain babbling, and they want to teach others the law while they themselves are in sin and blinded to the truth. They are condemned by the very law they teach. Why don't they understand? Because they've strayed from the path. One who's living in sin, unrepentant of that sin, cannot teach godly living to someone else. The hypocrisy will be evident to all. Let me give you two keys to keeping love burning, because Satan will continually work to extinguish it. First, look for the evidences of agape love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, which we have come to refer to as the love chapter. There are 15 evidences of agape love listed in that passage. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. When the flames are gone, the fire is under control. When the love is gone, Satan has control. The evidence will disappear and be replaced by the opposite characteristics. And then second, maintain the elements of agape love. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. A good conscience, a pure heart, sincere faith. Good conscience, that's talking about the past. Becoming useful again versus still in sin. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Having a pure heart, that talks about the present. Making sure you're clean from the guilt of sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then sincere faith, that's talking about the future. Not acting, no hypocrisy, with the same kind of love as God demonstrates. John 3:16. For God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a daily activity, even for those who are saved by grace. Your conscience must always be sensitive. Your heart must always be free of sin. Your hope for eternal life must always be in front of you. And then the Holy Spirit will produce agape love. You think about all that, and you have a great day.